Hello, Miss Cakeson. Yes, good day to you as well. Your father called me in today for a general wellness check on your behalf. Ah, what for? Well, he was concerned about your constitution lately, my dear. Why? He seemed to have noticed some changes in your temperament recently, and I think he finds that rather worrisome, as would most fathers. Yes, I do agree with you, miss. Such things are usually more appropriate for a governess than a doctor such as myself. However, your father demanded that physical conditions be ruled out before other methods are considered for your correction. Ah, it's most agreeable that you agree. Now, without further ado, let us begin. Do you mind if I take a seat, miss? Thank you. Now, do not be alarmed. I will talk you through every single step. Firstly, my dear, have you felt any changes, physical or emotional, recently? Ah, loss of appetite, occasional shortness of breath. Is that all, miss? Oh, there are two more. What would appear to be the issue? Oh, your face is blushing. Oh. Ah, I see. Would you rather have it written down instead? Here, then. Paper and pen for you, miss. Thank you. Oh. Now I begin to see why you were so, hesitant. Yes, I do understand. It is extremely embarrassing. Unfortunately, I have to say it may confirm my understanding of your plight. Miss, you have been dreaming about things that are prurient in nature. My, my, that is quite troubling. Oh? Well, if I understand you, miss, you mean to say that you then wake up with your sheets drenched in female semen? Hmm. I do believe I have the diagnosis, but we still have to finish the procedural examinations. I am quite regretful to tell you that I must examine your breasts, and I must do this manually. No need to get up from bed, my dear. Allow me. I will pull your chemise down from the top now. There we go. Please excuse me, miss. This might sound unprofessional, but I assure you it is merely my medical opinion. You do have rather beautiful breasts. Perky, pink-tipped and, fulsomely round. They will definitely properly support a child when the time comes. Oh no, like I said, purely a medical opinion. Now, miss, I shall begin the manual examination. My hands will encircle your nipples now. Normal response to manual stimulus. They harden to tactile touch. Do not worry, you are doing quite well, miss. Next, I will need to use my entire hand to palpate your breast. Quite firm. And a little tender, you say? That will indeed be noted in the chart. Very good. That indeed finishes the manual breast examination. Now, miss, I will use my stethoscope to listen to your heart. It will be a little chilly, miss. Here we go. Good. Now some deep breaths, please. Breathe in. Breathe out. Wonderful. Nothing would appear to be wrong there. I think that finishes the upper body exam. Now, it can be a little difficult, but I must conduct a lower body exam to confirm my suspicions. It will, of course, be over very quickly, miss. Just a manual exam. But my hand will be touching your abdomen. Do you understand? Are you prepared? Good. I will reach under the sheets now, my dear. And I am now going to touch your abdomen. Right now. I'm taking my hand away now. Yes. Yes, yes. I'm afraid this confirms my suspicions. It seems that your womb has decided to wander away from its proper place. Miss, I would indeed say you have somehow developed female hysteria. Do not be alarmed. It is extremely common after all. In fact, Dr. George Taylor, M&S, DAB, FWB, recently published a paper stating that up to 1 in 4 women has had hysteria at one point in her life. Oh, no, no. The treatment is quite simple. For most cases, a pelvic massage will clear out all of the backed-up seminal femalis. Oh, no, no. It is not painful. Not painful at all. The treatment will be over once we bring you to hysterical paroxysm. It is very safe, miss. You must trust me. I'm a doctor. I have a white coat and everything. So it must be fine. However, this pelvic massage is internal. Do you understand? Good. I'm pleased you are receptive to undergoing treatment. I will wash my hands now and then perform the procedure. Wonderful. Can I ask you, miss, would you mind if I sat on the bed instead? Thank you. We will be starting now, my dear. Please, bend your knees and spread them apart. Very good. Now, please let me have a clear view, miss. My apologies for the embarrassment. I'm just as embarrassed for you. I think I'll be rearranging the sheet so that I can see your modesty without much exposure. Prepare yourself, my dear. I will be touching your modesty now. The colour does seem to be a most healthy shade of pink. And the nub is small and dainty, as it would be, miss. Now, my fingers will first rub circles gently around your nub. Do not be alarmed if your face becomes flushed or you desire to make a noise. They are all part of the process. Remember, trust me, I am a doctor. My fingers are now upon your nub. Miss, prepare yourself. My fingers are now going to move gently. And yet, firmly. Oh, marvelous! Your face is indeed beginning to flush. This is a very healthy sign and means your circulatory systems are perfectly functional. Oh, yes. Yes, the noises are quite essential. They are part of the procedure. Only 10 more motions now. 5 more. 1 more. Ah, there we are now, all finished. Ah, but I do see you are now ready for the internal massage part of the examination. Ooh, well. Again, my dear, you must... Well, yes, spread your legs wider. Because I will be inserting my fingers inside. Do not worry, of course, I will not damage your maidenhead. I am a professional after all, miss. And, my fingers are going to, enter into you now. Oh, very toned and quite tight. I must also write down into your notes, in order to let your father know that you are, in fact, intact. You are quite moist, which is also an indication of the best of health. I will be stroking in and out of your modesty now, my dear. Please try not to move too much. Please, miss, do not arch your back or quiver. It is most important that you stay where you are. Please feel free to grab the sheets if the sensation is overwhelming at times. Good Lord. Do not worry. No, my dear. You are doing very well, miss. I see more moisture is secreted now. I believe we are almost there. Yes, your voice does seem to corroborate my opinion. Just a few more strokes. A few more deeper strokes, I do believe, would be appropriate. I can indeed feel you clenching and throbbing, pulsing, edging back and forth in rhythm with my treatment, which again is another sign of good health. Just a few more. Oh my, you're growing very tense now. This is a very good sign. You must let it out. You must let it out, miss. You must give freedom to your voice. Give freedom to your sensations. I am merely your doctor, allowing you to do so. We must release the backed up fluids of Venus. Yes. 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 Well done. Well done, you. Very good, miss. Very good. Well, miss, I do believe that was quite the exertion for the both of us. You must cover yourself now and let your legs down. Yes, please do take a moment to settle yourself as I go wash my hands. Well, Miss Cakeson, I do believe we are finished with this first course of treatment. Yes, you should indeed feel better by supper. What if you do not? Well, in that case, just have your father call me if your condition does not subside, and I will be more than happy to prescribe another course of treatment. Now, it will do you good to take a nap after a nice hot bath. Lots of Epsom salts. Oh, my dear, you're most welcome. But after all, it is simply my duty to take care of my patients. And unfortunately, I have to get going now. I have another house call. Yes, a most florid and pleasant day to you as well, Miss Cakeson. Oh, dear Lord.